Meditate with me, if you would, on Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But long before God spoke by the prophets, he spoke through the word, the power of creation, with the Spirit of God fluttering over the deep. He spoke worlds into existence. And at the climax of creation, God spoke again. In the council of inter-Trinitarian harmony, God said, "Let us make man in our image." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Crafted by the hand of God, filled with the breath of God, man and woman were endued with every good and perfect gift. Man and woman were the pinnacle of creation, fitted for service in the garden, temple of God, where God and man would meet as friends. God spoke. He pronounced them blessed. He pronounced them fruitful. All offspring of this man and woman would bear the image of God. All were to serve him and commune with him. All humanity was to reflect his glory. Hosts of kings and priests to God Almighty. Yet those created to guard and keep did not guard or keep themselves, but fell from the pinnacle of creation into sin, decay, and death. Minds and bodies were wrenched with twisted truth, and they fell. In their descent, expelled eastward, strange imaginings entered their minds, along with thorns and thistles which sprouted from the earth. Spontaneous crime, regret, and shame sprouted naturally, where by nature it had not. The image of God was broken, corrupted, and so was communion with God. Yet not willing that they should live forever fallen, God set angels with ever-turning flaming swords to guard the way to eternal life. That path was closed forever. But in the midst of this, the Lord God called to the man. The Lord God spoke again and called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" God spoke most searching words to Adam and Eve. "Where are you?" Ready to remove their leafy loincloths and attire them with atonement, God spoke. And in speaking, he pursued the wayward, chased after the afflicted. He sought two sinners. He sought to restore his image in them, now by faith in a promised son who would come. He sought to bring them by grace to the final blessed and eternal state their nature was intended to ultimately bear. And so it was with the prophets. At many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. Through Abel, Enoch, and Noah, God called out to Adam's race, "Where are you?" Through Abraham, Moses, and Samuel, God called, "Where are you?" Searching and seeking wayward, afflicted, sinful enemies, he called. Through David, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, God called his beloved Israel. But he did not call to her only, but through her to the whole world. "Where are you? Let me remove your self-fabricated righteousness and cover you with spotlessness, with sinlessness spun with my own hands. I will be your God, and you will be my people once again." Those who answered, answered by faith in a final word from God. And in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. God spoke in a mystery no one could piece together. God, who created everything through the agency of his word, now spoke the word himself into the world. And the word, eager to seek and save the lost, all of Adam, said, "Get me a body. I will go after him. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins." Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. As the church fathers teach us, only what is assumed can be healed. So the Word became flesh to heal humanity in himself. He despised not the virgin's womb. He blinked milky eyelids, swam amniotic fluids, and in 9 months was squeezed out of the womb into humanity, divested of his glory. He coughed out those fluids and, shivering, filled his lungs with his first heavy human breath. Not wearing manhood as a coat, not mingled monstrously into a new god of the Greek pantheon, deity stood among men as a man. And he called to mankind, "Where are you?" And yet, as mankind, he answered, "Here I am to save." In these last days, God has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. This one in whom God spoke, who took on the form of the man, is the prototypical image of God. It turns out we are made in the image of the true image. And he has come to restore his own image in us. He came not to lead us back to Eden. Fiery swords still bar that path. But hosts of angels have announced something far greater. They announced a consummate salvation for you and for me, entered through the Son of God, who became the Son of Man. Through solidarity in his humanity, and by faith in his sacrificial death, we can enter into his divine life. Does Christ call you now? Where are you? I've come to restore you, to heal you, to reconcile you to the Father. In the Nativity, in my incarnation, in my death and resurrection, I've taken what is yours, your humanity, and your sin, so that you may have what is mine, life everlasting. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy, for eye to eye, they will see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm. He's flexing his muscles before the eyes of all the nations. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This evening I bring good news. I publish peace, bring good news of happiness, and publish salvation. Tonight I say to Zion, your God reigns. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. Having come, not for angels, but for men, he became a little lower than the angels. And now, exalted far above every principality and power, he is exalted as the eternally incarnate Son of God. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings. Risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lay his glory by. Born. Why? That man may no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth.
Hark!
The herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Merry Christmas.